Poor Miss Wilkins Hudson has been the sole secretarial support in the office yesterday and today, and has done a phenomenal job of just keeping it moving. And we've had a few other staff out, but we're just keeping it going and doing everything we can to support our students and our families.
That sounds great. One question.
Yes.
I would feel real comfortable if I know it asked me to come.
I can't hear what you're saying, Dr. Fletcher.
I know the ask is going to come for the board to approve signing the extension of the lease agreement to accommodate what we're looking at on the screen. What would make me feel comfortable with, probably in line with what Ms. Robinson had asked you, I need to see a tentative budget of what it's going to look like for us to be able to accommodate this increase and change. I mean, we have a lot of moving parts. Money looks good now. If we get the enrollment total that you say we are going to get, you know, the ballpark, and add on the two new staff members or two and a half, or how it's going to work, what that's going to look like in terms of our total operational budget. Because that will tell us how many students we need to have enrolled to make that work with the new increased lease. For I still have a long memory how we had to negotiate for reductions in rent and things with the building owner before, and now it seems like they're in love with us and that we're going to get a new lease.
Scary.
So those are things that I remember. So in order for me to feel a little comfortable that when I say, yes, go ahead, I approve the new building and all of them, I need to see that we're not going to go back to the days when Mr. Bill Bentz was giving us the doom and gloom. If we don't get this, our budget's going to have to fire people, and we're not going to pay salaries, all of the other good stuff.
Right.
And knowing the person that you are, I know you had that document already prepared for me, and you're going to flip the screen and put it up so I can see it.
I will be doing that in just a second. I do have that document. I just need to pull it up.
Very good.
So it was part of our application for the expansion. Just give me one second to find that one, because I didn't have it already queued up on this file.
Now you have to remember, see, I'm learning you and your style of preparation. You need to learn me, because you know I was going to ask for it.
I know. And that's a very fair question, too. I am pulling it up now. I will find it in just a second. I'm not seeing it where it should be.
Did I understand you to say, Dr. Marinucci, this is a new owner? We have a new owner for this.
It was the silent partner, and he really wasn't involved at all. And then the Mr. Mask split off of the agreement and the arrangement. And so the new owner started coming around, and he's done a lot of work. He has fixed everything we've asked to be fixed. He is, like, any problems we have, they're super responsive, and they come out right away and make sure that everything's good. So he shows up on site, and we meet, we talk. We make sure that everything is good. Like we recently have had some issues again with the heating unit. I know that was something that was happening over and over and over. And since he's been involved, everything has been just a completely different way of going. I guess I'm fortunate that I was able to be part of the the end of one and the addition of, or the start of the new. And so been able to really see how much more responsive Mr. Stolzfus really is than what we had prior.
Now, have you all negotiated the rent of this new building? Have we gotten a figure on that yet?
We did, and that was part of, hold on, I just have this.
We've got you going two or three ways here.
That's okay. I can do it. I run an elementary school. I'm used to running multiple ways. So the original, this was the original lease agreement that they provided. And it was $8,995 a month. What he did was he took the amount that we currently pay per square feet of this building, and he used that same calculation. My comment back was that we won't have all of our enrollment. We won't have eighth grade for our first year. So how can he help us with that? They came back with this. So they reduced it pretty significantly for the first year.
You're happy with that? Do you think that's a reasonable amount for us to be paying? I think it's very expensive, but I'm cheap. So... I'm very cheap, but I think it's expensive, even at five, for the first year. $6,000.
It's a lot of money, but it is in line with commercial property and facilities being rented. I guess one of the fortunes I have is my husband and his experiences and expertise and his areas of knowledge. He used to manage the approval of the construction of facilities for all schools in Delaware. So he's pretty familiar with the cost of these things. So where I envision us getting is to no longer have a monthly rent amount, but to have a more of a payment amount that we're making to the bank. And so here is the major modification application that was submitted back in December. And that is where all of the answers to the questions are. Let me just get to the right page that shows the financial. So this is the projected enrollment. So this answers a piece of the question. And this is over time through the 2026 year. Mm-hmm. So it takes us from this current year where we say we have 327, and that's because that's what we had at the time of the unit count. We are actually having people still want to come into the school and enroll. So we're going to make sure that our spring snapshot is at the number that it should be, so that we're not worrying about losing kids. So if anyone moves, we're opening that seat back up. And then as we add seventh grade, what we pretty much did is rolled the kids up. Add seventh grade, the enrollment goes to 370. And then we go to our 410 from thereafter. Go ahead. You have a question?
Yeah. So my question is, with that 410 and it going up each year, what the state pays us per student?
That will also go up.
Right. That'll go up over not each year, probably, hopefully.
It's based on our enrollment as of the unit count date.
Right. So So hopefully that 410 will help offset that rent that we're actually paying of $7,000 and all the way up to $107,000.
It will offset that and then some. Yes.
Am I making, do you see what I'm saying?
It will absolutely offset that. So let me get to the expenditure piece.
Okay.
So this, let me make this larger, because even with my glasses, I can't see it. Okay. So this shows the account code. This is the expenditure report. This shows it with 266 students. So this is last year. It shows it with 330 students, and then with 370 students, and then with 410 going forward. So all of the categories budgeted out, including the teacher salary change, because we have to add more staff. So you can see it goes up, and then it goes up again as we get to the 410 students. Then what you also will see is that the building rent also goes up.
Mm.
What you really want to see is the that we still keep that contingency reserve with that.
Right.
And we also have not adjusted the budget significantly on the income side. So I would rather estimate high on the expenses and low on the revenue than the other way around. And so we keep ourselves in a good position. And actually, if you do go with the amount that we more likely will receive for our students, this number just continues to raise over time. So to the point where we will have the money generated to be able to make an offer to purchase the building. Buildings.
Dr. Fletcher, does that satisfy your question?
I will take those estimates and deliver them. That will cover it. I think we're in the ballpark, because at the end of the day, these are all estimates. This is enrollment that we have not achieved. As long as it doesn't put us in the same situation we had before, I can be content. Other minds on the board can probably voice their opinion. The numbers are the things that we have to hold our hat on to make certain we go forward.
All right.
We still need to get approval from city plan department to build a building and a whole lot of other things. Being someone that is working on such a project with the city of Dover, and how long it takes to get those things approved, and seeing that we're in the building. And then the enrollment is there, because then you're going to have to get the 7th and 8th grade in there. The fallback plan that I believe I heard you say is that we'll have to accommodate in the existing building the 7th grade class, and as we grow and then move on like that. So as long as you feel comfortable and looking at the past qualitative effort that you've done this last year and before that, I can feel comfortable that it is going to effort, because I know you're going to put your full bore effort into making it happen. So these numbers just give me a little more comfort that someone is costing it out. I just want to see if you had gone that far with it to show the numbers will work for what we need to have done. So I'm pleased with this.
All right. Thank you, sir. And thank you, Dr. Marinucci, for sharing that.
Absolutely.
So a lot of work still yet to do, but we're on the right track, and I think if we keep doing things the way we're doing them, our enrollment will definitely reflect the work that's being done by the staff.
If I may also just add, we've kept our parents very informed of this, and they are excited about the 7th and 8th grade opportunity. Now they're asking, will we go beyond that? At which point I'm talking about the early college high school. So I think space-wise, going to eighth grade makes sense. Past that, I think we would need to have some time with the grown school to make sure that would make sense to go if the decision ever is to go past eighth grade. But I think going to eighth grade makes complete sense, and it's definitely attracting our families, and they're all of them have said that they will have their child stay. All of those who responded have said their child will absolutely stay here for that.
Excellent. All right. Does that conclude your report, Dr. Marinucci?
It does. Thank you.
No problem. All right. Do we have a report from Ms. Comegys?
Just a little one. I was just going to say that we went back to school yesterday, so we're back to hybrid. Things are going swimmingly. We're working with our mentoring program, and we're just going with the motions right now. Everything's going well.
All right, and the teachers, maybe this should have been a question for Dr. Marinucci, but Ms. Comegys, if you can answer it. Are we getting any information from the state about vaccinations?
That's Dr. Marinucci.
Yes. So we have 1B is opening. It's opened for those 65 and over. For your information, as board members, you qualify in the 1B category. So you do qualify to get vaccinated should you be interested, just because you're a board member of one of the schools. So and there's not really much in the way of what you need to do. So if you fall in the over 65 category, then you can sign up now. If not, the link for anyone not 65 and over, but in the education category, is supposed to go live in the next couple of days. The Department of Ed is still creating it, but they're planning on having a vaccination event in Sussex County on Thursday coming, in Dover on Friday coming, not tomorrow, but the following Friday, and then Newcastle County on that Saturday after. So it's coming. What I was just told was that they have less vaccines available than they have people that have expressed interest. So I'm not sure how long it's going to take, but it looks like it might go until February and potentially March before they get all of 1B done. But it is open to, I wanted to make sure you knew that. So I'm glad you just asked that question. It is open to board members as well as those like the contractors and anyone that works in our schools and with our schools.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was asking because I had some education friends, not in the state of Delaware, but I was curious. They told me that they had already gotten the vaccine because they had returned to work. So I just wanted to get some clarity. All right. Thank you, Ms. Comegys. As always, please express our gratitude to the teachers. And I know you guys being back in the building are working twice as hard. So great job. Kudos to you all. Dr. Irwan is not here, so we're going to skip the pull up my agenda. We're going to skip the PTO report. Do we have any announcements from any board members? All right. Hearing no announcements, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. I just want to say thank you, everybody at the school, staff, and Dr. Marinucci, for all your good work, and happy new year to everyone, including our board members, and thanks for taking the time away from your families this evening.
Thank you. Do we need a motion about the lease addendum?
I don't think we need it until we work it all out. I mean, when do you believe it's going to be?
They're asking for this to be signed right away so that they can go to the city of Dover.
All right. And this is, just so I'm clear, this motion will, this addendum, once we sign it, is this just for the estimate for them to take to the city, or are we locking ourselves into?
This
is to actually commit to them going forward with building the building.
Can we do a vote later on, once after other board members have seen this, because not all of our board, how many, we've got certain board members that aren't even here. Can we do this later on, once after maybe next couple of days? I know you're saying you need it right now, Dr. Marinucci. Can we wait and put it off for the next couple of days to let everybody look at it and, you know,
I can study it.
What do you think? I'm just asking.
If we do it that way, we wouldn't be able to vote by. I think we have to actually vote in a meeting.
Oh, okay.
We wouldn't be able to authorize it outside of a meeting. The only thing I would probably recommend, if we could get it to everyone, actually, was this a part of our?
No, it wasn't. I hadn't sent it. I can send it now.
Yeah, if you could, and then we can call a meeting.
Call me.
To vote. We can call a special meeting to vote if that would make everyone comfortable.
I think that we need to digest it.
Okay. That's fair.
I guess I was also thinking that Dr. Marinucci was holding off because we were waiting for those extra funds to hit.
$750 million.
So the extra funds are coming. Right. We do know those are coming.
So if everyone's comfortable, I think probably if we can take, if Dr. Marinucci, if you can let Mr. Stolfus know that the board will have to meet, I would say no more than 5 days.
Okay.
If we can set a special meeting, maybe even for Monday evening, if that works for you guys. We can just call a special public meeting on Monday. Just put it out on the website or whatever.
Okay.
And it'll just be to vote on this particular item. And then we'll just let all the other board members know that, encourage everybody to try to make that meeting as well.
Right.
Is there any additional information you would like me to provide you in advance of that meeting?
If you can send a modification document as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I know we have it, just so we don't have to look for it.
Okay.
if you could put it in the email, that'd be great. And then I'll actually send out a notice to all the board members.
Okay.
For Monday evening meeting. If you could set up the Zoom. We can coordinate it between you and I, Michelle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're talking about next Monday, Kim?
Yes, this coming Monday, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That way everybody will have a level of comfort and have a chance to look at it. And thank you, Mrs. Robinson, for that.
I have one more question.
Go ahead, Ms. Holmes.
And I apologize, maybe you may have said this, but I guess I just want clarification. Because this appears to be an addendum to an already existing, it says all terms of the original lease remain the same except for, and so I was just looking at paragraph 3, does this include what you're already paying and then the additional amount for the new building, or is this just for the new building?
But I can send the current lease agreement too if you want to see the language all through. Okay.
Yeah, the monthly rent for the current building is substantially higher.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
Moved
by Mrs. Robinson and seconded by Mrs. Holmes very enthusiastically. And we adjourn our AOD Board of Directors meeting at 7:54 p.m. on January 21st, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we are off the record.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you.